Welcome back for the Emory High School postgame show on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Final score again tonight, Emory 20, ALA 13. Welcome back to the postgame wrap-up show brought to you by Billy Vigors Farmers Insurance. Joining us right now in the booth, we have Coach John Famalo. And Coach, thank you for leaving the madness that was on the field to come up and talk with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Appreciate you having me up here. And again, it was a great win for the kids. And so it's sometimes nice to get away from that and talk a little X and O's and about postgame. So I'm good with it.
Well, great. I appreciate it. First off, congratulations. First win of the season. And Coach, this was a well-fought victory. I thought it really reeked of week one.
Yeah, it did.
A lot of similarities.
A lot of similarities. Again, where, again, we felt like we were the bigger play. They made two big plays, and, you know, they're up on you. And so we were in the same boat as we were week one. And, you know, the kids, there wasn't a whole lot of hooping and hollering at halftime. It was a matter of, hey, let's just get back to business and do your assignment, and we'll be just fine. And the kids did that. And again, you know, Riker settled down. And he took care of the ball perfect like we needed to. And defensively, we got a little bit stouter and got some stops and, you know, weren't giving up the edge like we were the first half. And so that helped out a ton.
Yeah, Coach, going back to the first half, I'm sure it is frustrating. I mean, it's 13-0. You look at it, it could have very easily been 21-7, 21.
Yes.
I mean, there was one efficient drive, and there were a couple of fluke plays by ALA. But, I mean, really, you guys had dominated, and it is frustrating to see the offense sputter because this offense is capable of putting up 40, 50 points in a game.
No, and that's it. I mean, if we'll watch film again, and you'll see whether it's just a little bit of a, you know, not a touch ball and a bullet and something here or there, and, you know, that makes a big difference. And but again, the kids made the plays that they needed to the second half. And, you know, first half, it is what it is. And mm-hmm. So the kids figured out, hey, we need to clean it up, and they did better. But like I say, it's one of those, hopefully they can, now that they taste a little bit of a victory, that we can take advantage of their mistakes, because it seems like teams just do that on us a ton. When we make a mistake, it's a big play. Second game of play, I mean, that first drive, again, we suck inside, the kid gets outside, he scores, you know. They make a mistake, we get a guy to slip, and we underthrow a ball. And
yeah.
So just little things like that add up. But at some point, we need to continue to try to make those explosive plays, because we had plenty of opportunities. We just got to capitalize on them.
Yeah, Coach, at what point in time of this game, and this is probably a tough question because I'm sure it's not something you're focused on, but at what point in time of the game does the vibe on the sideline go from we can win this game to we're going to win this game?
I think, honestly, after that first score, I think you see the momentum in the kids. And defensively, I thought we were flying everywhere. We were doing a great job. And so I think the kids knew, hey, defensively, we're going to take care of our business. Offensively, it's going to start rolling. Once you got that first one and get that monkey off your back, I think the kids realized, okay, hey, here we go. And then that second one was just, you know, I think they knew at that point, let's just finish this off. Been nice to get that other one, but, I mean, that's just how it goes. I mean, we've had two games. And again, I'm not going to complain about officials, but, I mean, we had less than 8 flags in 2 games. In this game, we just had a lot of flags.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate. Maybe our kids are doing a lot of things, and they're kids, but I think people want to watch football, not flags. But I shouldn't talk about that. Sorry.
Well, final score again tonight, 20-13. Emory gets the win. Coach, let's start by talking about the defense here, because you and I had a conversation. I mentioned the secondary. I love the secondary. I love the athleticism in it. But the middle of the field was so big tonight. Hayes Dalton, I called his name a million times. It seemed like Hayes was a ball hawk tonight. He had a sack. He made a lot of first contact hits. I mean, Hayes had a stellar game.
You know, and that's what we've expected from him this whole year. He's a kid that can cover, and he does a good job getting kids on the ground. And he was everywhere. And I brought him from a lot of different places and put a little bit of pressure on the quarterback, which made a big difference and helped us out a ton. And so, I mean, my defensive front, I thought they were great up front. I mean, it was platooned by a lot of different guys, but I thought Derek Canterbury in the middle was big, really big up front. And so it was just nice to have. I mean, we had a pretty good rotation on that front to keep fresh, and, you know, we kept pounding, and they, you know, they had a hard time getting them, you know, running between the tackles.
Yeah, we had 3 sacks in this game in the second half. Braden Howard gets one, Tristan Leroy gets one, Hayes Dalton gets one. And at that point in time, you could really see uncertainty start to creep in to not only the ALA quarterback, Hiram Morley, but also the offensive line. It just seemed like things started coming easier after that third sack.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you, again, get a little bit of pressure on a quarterback and get him second-guessing his reads and what's coming at him, where he's more concerned about the pressure rather than reading his reads. And so I thought our kids did a great job putting pressure. When we sent 4, we got pressure, and so it was nice to be able to, again, be on the other side of that and, make a quarterback struggle a little bit.
Coach, let's jump over to the offensive side of the ball. It was great to see Ryker connect with Josh Olsen. He's a kid that we expect big things from him, just based off what Josh did last year.
Yeah, no, he's an explosive player. He's a great football player. He's going to be on both sides of the ball. He's got great things. I mean, he got that pick at the end of the game. And so a kid, we expect big things. And so we need to get him in there a little bit more. And he runs that slot really good. And he's got great hands. And he had a great night tonight between him and Ryker.
Once he scores that touchdown, 35, 34 yards out, how much easier was the game for Ryker when he came over to the sidelines?
Oh, you could just see, the relief on his face. I mean, it was you could tell, because that first half he was having a hard time. But, I told him, hey, you just got to be a leader, and he did that the second half. I thought he stepped up, was a big leader, and, again, found his – just we ran the ball. I think that was a big thing to help him settle down, because, we pounded it in the middle of the field right there and really drove the ball, and that helped him be able to make his reads a little bit easier on those RPOs. And so, I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself. And so, again, allowing other kids to make some plays and putting him in their hands, letting him make plays, I think that helps, Ryker relax a little bit and not feel like he's got to do it all.
It was just last week you and I talked about Jace Curtis. I said, I think this kid has the capability of rushing for 1,000 yards. I don't know what he had tonight, but he had a 60-yard touchdown run, had a lot of yards in between the tackles, going to the outside. I mean, he was really all over the field, had a complete game.
No, he's a horse. I mean, he does a great job running the ball. I thought our line did a phenomenal job. Yep. So, I tip my hat to those kids, because we ran that counter a ton and, relied on it when we needed a play. And Jace was able to pick his way through as those linemen just got on blocks. And it was nice to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
One of the things I noticed, Coach, and we saw this in the game against Millard, and I just don't think you can stress the importance of it. Jace can come out of the game for stretches. You have Jace Mangum. We have Jarek McDonald. I mean, you have a couple of kids out of the backfield that are capable, that you obviously trust, especially with the game on the line. We hadn't talked about Jarek all game long. He comes in, he gets a couple of rushes. There's a trust factor with this committee you guys have in the backfield.
No, it is, and that's what the kids have to understand is, they're all trying to earn the trust of the quarterbacks and their teammates, and so, again, putting them in situations and in game situations to be able to do that, it's nice to be able to see them succeed and do that. So, that's part of why we practice, and we figure out who wants to work hard and play hard. And Jarek's a practice player. He works really hard in practice, and so it's nice to be able to see him be rewarded and getting a few touches here and there, because he's a great runner.
And I would be doing a disservice to the team, Coach, if we didn't talk about special teams tonight, because very few errors on special teams tonight. It was the best performance they've had all year.
Well, and again, I'll take a lot of blame for that. We thought we'd be a little bit better field position we were, and I thought Ryker could kick the ball out of our normal sets and try to take advantage of some things, and didn't work out the first two games. And so, again, we settled down this week and made that a priority so far as getting our punts. I thought Ryker did a great job putting us in decent field position. Again, flipping the field like you and I talked about earlier this week is, it just makes it a little bit easier to breathe as a defense when you got a little bit of grass behind you and you're not got your feet and your heels against that goal line.
It truly is an old-school approach, because there's a punter, a kickoff specialist, and a place kicker. So, I mean, three kickers on this team. That is an old-school approach to the game of football.
That is. And they do a great job, each one of them. I got a sophomore or a freshman kicking the ball off. I've got a junior punter and a sophomore PAT. So, they each did their job. They practiced hard this week, and, it paid off this week for us.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to stop by the booth. We can talk about Union next week. I know that's going to be an exciting game. Boy, it was great to play at home, wasn't it?
Oh, it was nice. It was great atmosphere. Again, the second half, I think the kids realized Friday Night Lights, there's nothing better than that, especially when the crowd's involved, you're involved. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, so it is.
It's just fun to play football. Yep.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and again, thank you for stopping by the booth.
Hey, thanks, Jordan.